Kof Beis Teves, Tuesday the 17th of January, Rabbi Meir Trepp, Esamakos, Asol Marmoros.
The Vilna Gaon was sitting at a suda for a Pidyon HaBen. One of the guests asked him, it's brought in the name of the Sifrei Kabbalah that all the mitzvahs are hinted at in the Sedra of Bereishis. And the Gaon confirmed that that is true. So the guest asked, where can we find a hint to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen? And the Gaon immediately answered, in the very first word of Sedra Bereishis, the word Bereishis, Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yoim Tifteh. Your first son, after 30 days, you should redeem. The obvious idea that comes to mind to connect Pidyon HaBen with Bereishis, a Bechor is your first son, your Reishis. Comes the Torah and gives us a mitzvah to take back your Reishis to its source, to the primary Reishis. To Bereishis Bara Elokim, to recognize that Hashem is the first, the source of everything. However, in this Shia, Be'ezras Hashem, I'd like to develop an idea that came to mind based on the words of Rav Gedalia Shor, Zichrono Livrocha. The Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Basora Mamoris Nivro Ha'olam, the world was created with 10 utterances. Vayoyimer Elokim Yehi Oir, God said there should be light. Vayoyimer Elokim Yehi Rokia, God said there should be a firmament, etc. So the Mishnah asks, Zuma Talmud Loima, the world could have been created with one single utterance. Elol I pora min orishoim shemabdim eso oilom shenivro basoramim. But to punish the wicked who destroy a world that was created with 10 utterances, velitein socha toiv letzadikim, and to give a good reward to the righteous who uphold Shemakaimin Esoilam, who uphold the world, Shenivro Basora Mamoris, that was created with 10 utterances. So Rav Gedalia Shor brings in the name of the Sfas Emes to explain this Mishnah with the following idea. If Hashem had created the world with just one single mama, then the perception of God's presence in the Bria would have been so powerful that there would have been no room for Bechira. Everyone would have recognized that Hashem is totally, completely in control, creating the world every second. Without Bechira, there cannot be Avoida. So to facilitate Bechira, Hashem allowed, as it were, his oil, his light, to become hidden. With every successive Ma'amar, the light of Hashem became more hidden, went deeper into Hester, until after the 10 Ma'amores, the intensity of the Hester had reached a point where Hashem determined would be the Mokoim for Avoida and Bechira. Hence, Tzadikim, who despite the Hester, find Hashem in the Bria and keep his mitzvahs, they are Zoicha to Asocha Toiv, to a good reward. And the converse with the Rishoyim. the Svarim HaKadoshim bring in the name of the Zohar HaKadosh that the Shem Elokim is comprised of two words, Mi and Eile. Aleph Lamed He is Eile, and the Yud and the Mem is Mi. And we are referred to the Pasuk, Su'u Moroim Einechem Ura'u Mi Boro Eile. Lift your eyes heavenward and see and perceive who created these. The name Elokim has the gematria 86, which is equal to the gematria Hateva, the nature. It's the same gematria 86. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with a Teva, created the world with the nature of the world in such a way that one who is looking for the truth will see in the Teva itself the question, me. He will see, facing him, questions. Who created this Teva? And on pondering the Shaila of me, will come to the recognition from within the Teva itself that me boro eile, that there is a manik, there is someone in control, there's a balabos, who is the manik abira. And this is exactly how Avraham Avinu came to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the famous Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah elaborates. Kiven shenigmal eson zeh, this mighty person, Avraham Avinu, as soon as he was weaned from the age of 3, hischil l'shoitet v'daitoi, he began to search with his mind. V'hu katan, and he was only a small child. V'lachshoiv b'yoyim v'layla, and he used to think incessantly, day and night. V'hoyu tomea, and he wondered, heich efsha, how is it possible, sheyia ha-galgo hazeh, that this sphere, noyeg tomid, is continuously revolving, v'loy hoyo loy manik, umi yisave voisei, there's no one to drive it round, there's no one to make it revolve, lefi sheyi efsha sheyisave v'satsmoy, it's impossible that the celestial sphere should revolve by itself. So he saw the me, he saw the Shaila me in the Teva. V'lohoyeloi melamed, and he had no one to teach him. V'loi meidia dovar, no one to inform him of what's going on. Elamushka ba'oyr kastim, he was sunk in oyr kastim, bein oivdei avodah zarah atipshim. And the Rambam goes on to say, and his heart was continuously searching, investigating, and understanding at shehisig derek or emes, till he achieved the truth, the haven kadat tzedek midaitoi hanachoina, and he came to the understanding of the correct way with his logical mind. The Yodan, he knew Sheyesham Eloka Echad. And he came to the recognition, he came to the knowledge that there's one Ribbono Shel Olam, V'hu Manig HaGalgal, and he is the one who directs and controls the sphere. V'hu Bora HaKoil, and he created everything. V'ein V'chol HaNimtza Eloka Chutz Mimenu, and there's no one besides God in the entire creation. He saw the me, he investigated, he searched, and he came to me bara eila. Al derech zeh, in this way, The Chassam Sofer explains what we find in next week's Sedra, the beginning of the Sedra, Parshas Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe, Boy al Paroi, come to Paroi, ki ani ichbadeti es liboi, for I have hardened his heart, v'slev avodov, lema'an shisi oisoisai eile v'kirboi, so that I shall place these signs of mine in his midst. Leman shisi oisoisai eile. What were the very first words which Paroi said to Moshe when he came to him for the very first time? Mi Hashem asher eshma b'koiloi. Paroi asked, Mi Hashem, who is God? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're asking Mi Hashem. The Makos will show you the Eile. You'll connect the Eile to the Me. You'll see the Shem Elokim in the Bria. And you'll see who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. You'll see the Me Boro Eile. The Makos will bring you to the recognition of Elokim, of the Manik Ha'olam. The Sforim HaKadoshim write that the 10 Makos correspond to the Asora Mamorois Shenivro Bahem Ho'olam, to the 10 utterances with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. As we've seen, each of the utterances, each of the mamorois created a hester, made the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it were, more and more hidden in the world. With each successive mamar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became more and more hidden, as we said, to facilitate Bechira. The Eser Makos came to open up that hester, to reveal the Ribbono Shel Olam behind the hester, to peel away the hester. So the Meforshim explain that the 10 Makos correspond to the Asora Mamorais in reverse order. The first Makah corresponds to the last of the Asora Mamorais. The first Makah comes to open up the Hester that was produced by the last of the Mamorais. And then as we go on, as we progress with the next Makah and the next Makah, we're opening up more and more Hester, till we arrive at the beginning of the Mamorais, till we come to the first of the Mamorais, which is the peak of the Gilui of Hashem in the Bria. So with each Makah, more, another layer of Hester was peeled away, as it were. We haven't got time to go through all the 10 Makahs in this Shia. We can only start the day. Let's just have a look at the first Makah in this week's Sedra first. The first Makah is the Makah of Dom, the Makah of blood. And as we've said, the first Makah corresponds to the last of the Mamorais, the 10th Maimah. According to the Vilna Gaon, the 10th Maimah was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam HaRishon, Vayoymer Lekim, Hinei Nosati Lochem Eskol Esev, Zoireya Zera, behold, I have given to you all vegetation, I've given you plants, I've given you crops, Asher al pnei kol ha'aretz, which are on the face of the earth. Ves kol ha'etz, and all the trees, asher boi pri, which have fruit. Asher boi pri etz, oirei azora. Lochem yihyeh le'ochlo. For you, it shall be as food to eat. So the last maima of the ten was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam, I'm providing you with food to eat. Eating food is perhaps the most materialistic activity in a person's life. The most magushim, perhaps. Eating food, imbibing food into the body. And we need to eat food. We need to live. But we take it so much for granted. We see a piece of bread, and it's the bread that revives us. It's the bread that keeps us alive. We just see the food. We're hungry, we eat a morsel of food. We look at the food as the source of our life. Let's have a look at Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, they worshipped the Nile. And as Rashi says, on the Pasuk, Koyomar Hashem, Bezois teida ki ani Hashem, hini onoichi make b'mate asher b'yodi ala mayim asher b'yoir, I will strike with the Koyomar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said in the name of Hashem, Bezois teida ki ani Hashem, hino neichim maka b'mata asher b'yodi ala mayim asher b'yoir v'nebchu ledom, and the river will change to blood. Says Rashi, lefi she'in v'shomim yoyudim b'mitzrayim, no rain fell in Egypt. The Nilus, but the Nile, oyla u'mashke sa'oretz, rises and waters the land. They were self-reliant. They didn't require any rain. They didn't need to turn to look at the heavens and wait for the rain to come. The river Nile was their source of food. The river Nile irrigated the country. And so, says Rashi, Umitzrayim oivdim l'nilus. They saw the Nile as their source of parnosa, as their source of sustenance, so they worship the Nile. Lefichach, therefore, Hilko es Yerosam, he therefore first struck their deity, their God, v'achakach Hilko oisam, and only afterwards struck them. The Makkah of Dam struck the source of sustenance. You look at the Nile as your source of parnasa, says Hashem, you'll see who the source of your parnasa is. An Egyptian was thirsty, needed to drink. He had no water. It all turned to blood. So he went over to Goshen, he went over to the Yidden who had water, and he said, could you give me some water? He took the water, and when he wanted to drink it, it was again blood. So he said to the Yid, I'll share your bowl. We'll drink together from your bowl of water. The Yid drank water, and the Mitzri drank blood from the same bowl. So what was in the bowl? Was it water? Was it blood? The Teretz, what was in the bowl was the Dvar Hashem, the Mamar Hashem, the Bali Musa, the Alt von Kelem, the Alt von Slobotka says, we see from here that not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world every moment, But he creates for each individual a different creation. You've got the Egyptian and the Mitzri and the Yid drinking from the same bowl, and in this second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates water for the Yid and blood for the Mitzri. So when we make the bracha over a drink, Shakoil Nihyeh B'dvaroi, let us be aware that it is because he has decided that it should be water, this very second, that it is indeed water. We saw from there how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world now. It's not water because yesterday it was water. It's water because it's now water. And for me, he creates water, and for the Egyptian, he creates blood. Let's now go to the final Makkah. The final Makkah was Makkas Bechoiris. And as we said before, that if the 10 Makkas correspond to the Asora Mamoris in reverse order, then the 10th Makkah must refer to the first of the Mamoris. If we look in Bereishis, we'll only find 9 Vayomers in the parasha of Maisa Bereishis. So the Gemara asks, we know there are 10 Mamoris. Where are the 10? So the Gemara answers, Bereishis itself, Bereishis Bara Elokim, is a Maimah. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Midvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu Uberuach Piv Kol Tzavam. Bereishis Bara Elokim was the first Mama. And Rashi tells us at the beginning of Bereishis that in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world and everything in it on the first day. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. Es comes to include everything that belongs to Shemayim, ve'es haaretz comes to include everything that belongs to the earth. So everything was created, the potential for everything was created. Each day, it went mehakoyach el hafoyel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fixed each detail of creation in the world every subsequent day. Says Rav Gedal Yeshua, if Chazal tell us in Avos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world in one maimah, he is referring to the very first maimah, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim es haaretz. With that maimah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fact created in potential the entire universe, the entire world. And as we said before, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it, just created the world with one maimah, and brought everything into existence with that one maimah, then the gilui, the revelation of God, would have been so powerful. Everybody would have recognized Hashem. Makkas Bechoiris then is, if it corresponds to Bereishis Bara Elokim, then that revelation has to be there at Makkas Bechoiris. And what do we find? We find by Makkas Bechoiris, Vayomer Moshe, Koy Omar Hashem, Kachatzois Halaylo, Ani Yoytzei B'Soich Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, at midnight, I shall go out. in the midst of Egypt. We don't find that expression anywhere else in the Makkos. Ani Yoytze. And the Targum says, what do we mean by Ani Yoytze? Says the Targum, Ano Misgeli. I, the Ribbono Shel Olam, will be revealed. The Ribbono Shel Olam at the time of Makkos Bechoros went out of all his levushim, all the Asora Mamoris, which hide the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we learnt before, which create a Hester, HaKadosh Baruch Hu discarded those levushim, cast away those levushim, the Hester was cast aside, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fully revealed out of the Hester. Ani Yoytze B'Soich Mitzrayim. That was the revelation of Makkos Bechoros, akin to the revelation that would have been had HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with just Bereishis Bara Elokim. When you have such a revelation of the Reishis, then the Reishis of Mitzrayim, the Reishis of Tumah, the firstborn of Mitzrayim, who are the Reishis of Tumah, the Reishis of Sheker, the Reishis of Dimyon, in the full glare of the true Reishis, the Reishis of Tumah, the Reishis of Sheker, ceases to exist. And that's why the Bechorim of Mitzrayim could not survive. A Reishis that cannot cleave to the true Reishis has no existence. Ka'oshon Tichle. When the brilliance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be revealed, then the wickedness will disappear like smoke. The Reishis of Mitzrayim could not exist. The Reishis of Klal Yisrael, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, however, we're drawn to the Kedusha, to the powerful Kedusha of Bereishis Bara Elokim that manifested itself at the time of Makkos Bechoros. And there, the firstborn of Mitzrayim, the firstborn of Klal Yisrael, became sanctified and became Kodesh. Is it any wonder then that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is hinted in the words Bereishis? It was at the revelation of Bereishis Bara Elokim that took place at Makkos Bechoros that the Bechori Yisrael received their Kedusha. They were drawn to Kedusha. Whereas the false Reishis, the Reishis of Tumah, ceased to exist. We say in the Haggadah, guarding Makkos Bechoros, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu, Ani Hu. So the Tzaddikim explain, Hu is a Lashon Hester. When you don't see the person in front of you, talk of him as he. When I'm here, it's I. When I'm here, when you can see me, it's I. When you can't see me, it's he. Who is a Lashon of Hester? Refers to the Hanhoga of Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At Makkos Bechoros, it was revealed to all that the Hu and the Ani are all one and the same. That they had what? The Hanhoger of Hester in the world. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is not seen. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is just who? That is the Ani. There's no difference. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let us be zoicha, but korev, to see once more the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Ani Hu. V'hoi Hashem lemelech al kol ha'oretz, v'ayoyim ha'hu yi Hashem echad, u'shmoy echad.